for Illinois Newsroom. I'm Jim Meadows, and here's an interview with Mary Miller. Miller lives near Oakland in Coles County, where she runs a grain and livestock farm with her husband, State Representative Chris Miller. She's one of four Republican candidates for the March 17th primary in Illinois' 15th congressional district, which covers much of eastern and southeastern Illinois. This interview was recorded February 3rd at the Champaign Public Library, where Miller had spoken at a meeting of the Champaign County Active Senior Republicans. Miller was accompanied by a campaign aide during the interview and at times conferred with him before responding to questions. And Mary Miller, thank you so much for talking with me about your run for Congress. Why are you running for Congress?
Well, I'm an ordinary person that's stepping into an extraordinary opportunity. When Congressman Shimkus decided to step down, I was part of the group looking for a true conservative to run. I support President Trump. I'm looking forward to going to Washington and standing up for the America First agenda. I believe the American people are frustrated. Government is too big. It doesn't represent them. It's not transparent. It's selfish and self-oriented, self-serving politicians are not getting the job done for the people. And in our district, it's economically depressed. We need to think about the heartland, the rural areas, and how to promote production and the policies that cause people to flourish.
John Shimkus has been in office for, I think, 12 terms now. Do you see yourself as someone very much along the lines of Mr. Shimkus, or are there other priorities or interests or direction that you would have?
First of all, I'm for term limits, so I don't look at having a super long career in politics. I'm more concerned about the conservative agenda because I believe our ideas are better than the leftist ideas. I think that they promote production, creativity, and promote communities to flourish. I just want to represent the people here, the people that feel like they haven't been represented.
What are the marks, because you mentioned the interest in having a true conservative in the office, what are the marks of a true conservative for you?
Well, I think we believe in rule of law. Rule of law has caused our country to be great, and you know, our constitutional rights, those are very important to me. Just having a representative that promotes, say, a smaller, more accountable, transparent government. The government should promote production and creativity, and also the government should be protecting us. So we need to secure our borders and, along those lines, revise our immigration system. And also, I would think that reducing taxes, because they're a burden to people, I think we should make the tax cuts permanent that President Trump has enacted.
I wanted to ask you about health care. What do you want to do to have an effective health care system in the country, and what should Congress be doing about that?
Well, I do oppose the single-payer health care that all the Democrats are supporting. You know, I think that we need to look at solutions because people are finding healthcare unaffordable. I think increasing transparency so that people can go to the marketplace, letting us have more competition in the marketplace, looking for solutions along that line.
Do you think the Affordable Care Act needs to be eliminated entirely and replaced with something else?
I can't answer that.
Okay. You're married to a farmer. Yes. You help run the
yes.
family farm.
Yes.
From where you stand, what should Congress be doing for farmers and working with in agriculture right now?
Well, I understand the challenges of trying to keep a family farm afloat, keep it profitable, and the challenge of raising the crop. But once you get the crop, then you have the challenge of being able to turn a profit. You're at the mercy of the marketplace and sometimes even politics. So I respect President Trump to take on, you know, our trade deals with other countries and with China in particular. And I appreciate that he was willing to forego possibly political capital to address this. It's a problem that had been kicked down the road way too long, and it needed to be dealt with. As a farmer, we are willing to put up a little bit temporary pain to end up with freer and fairer trade and expanded markets. So I think if President Trump could negotiate expanded markets, I guess that he's working with the people in India to try to get some markets there. That would really help us. In the meantime, the subsidies that he's given farmers has helped us stay afloat another year. So I just heard that the farm income for this past year is the lowest that it's been in 10 years. And we just can't go on that way.
The signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, does that have an impact for farmers as well? Is that a step in a positive direction? Or does that not affect agricultural trade the same way?
I don't know exactly specifically, but I'm glad that our Congress got something done besides the stupid impeachment and that they signed that USMCA. I think it will help farmers, and I appreciate that President Trump's renegotiating these trade agreements where we've been taken advantage of.
Unemployment is pretty low in Illinois right now. Mm-hmm. It's certainly the lowest on record statewide. Mm-hmm. Is that something you're seeing in the 15th district in your part of the state?
Well, I know the statistics are great. I do, when I travel the district, I have to say that we're economically depressed. We need to continue to do the good work that President Trump has done. And I appreciate that he has been asking questions like, why are we doing it this way? Why have we been letting manufacturing leave our country? And that he's bringing back manufacturing. I would like to see the government do more incentivizing to get companies to come to the rural areas, to the heartland, and establish their businesses there.
What sort of incentives do you think could do that? Are we talking about tax incentives, or are there other ways?
Yeah, tax incentives.
One thing I've noticed looking at your campaign website, you attribute the strong economy to the tax cuts that were passed in 2017, as well as deregulation under the Trump administration. And you do support making the tax cuts for individuals and small businesses permanent. That's something that you'd support?
Definitely. We're very thankful for them.
Where do you think you can find the support for that beyond Republicans in Congress? And I guess this goes back to how you deal with the partisan divide in Washington.
Well, since I haven't been there, it's a little bit of a hypothetical question for me, but I do have to say I'm 60 years old, and I've realized that one of my gifts is my ability to work with people. So I would look for every opportunity to seek solutions and to go across party lines and be solution-oriented for the people.
Do you have any concern about deficits in the federal budget right now? And do the tax cuts make those worse, or do you think that can somehow lead to more economic growth that would reduce them?
Well, I believe that the tax cuts stimulate the economy and could help. The deficits are a problem. I'm for a balanced budget. Our national deficit, I believe, is a national security issue and is a great concern. And I'm not for putting our country into chaos, but I do think we need to head in the right direction and address the issue.
How do you do that? Are you talking about changes in the spending decisions the federal government makes?
Well, the federal government is too big. So whatever opportunity I would have to dismantle the federal government and take power out of Washington, like President Trump said, it's time to take power out of Washington and return it to the states and the people. I think it would be more efficient, and I would support that.
Where do you cut? That's the hardest question I have getting an answer from political candidates about is, and I know you can't be specific, but do you have any ideas of areas where reductions ought to be considered?
Start with the Department of Education.
Well, I didn't know if I should say that.
Well,
okay. Well, the first thing I would do is to abolish the Federal Department of Education. I think they take our money to Washington and trickle it back with a lot of mandates. We're not stupid. We can figure out how to educate our own children. I think it should be given back to the state and local governments. And so that would be an example.
Should the federal government, whether or not there's a separate department, have any role in educational policy?
It hasn't been that long ago when it was all state and local, and I think it should go back to the state and local.
Okay. And I certainly wanted to ask you what other issues are a priority to you if you're elected to Congress.
Well, I believe in the rule of law, and I think that we should not be dismantling our country by taking away our amendment rights. And I'm a strong Second Amendment supporter. I'm a strong supporter of life. So I would support President Trump. I appreciate that he's the most pro-life president we've ever had. And I think that it's time to respond to the science about life in the womb, and so those are two big issues.
In the case of the Second Amendment, are there particular laws which are promoted by the opposition, by gun control advocates, that you have your eye on, that you want to fight, that you want to push back against?
The red flag laws? Okay. Well, I oppose the red flag laws. That would be an example.
The red flag laws, you're talking about legislation that would essentially allow some people to be flagged as possibly too dangerous or unstable to possess firearms.
Yes. Well, I think that it opens up a can of worms because, for one thing, what they're wanting to do is confiscate people's right to bear arms when no crime has been committed. That's one problem. The other problem is if the person really is dangerous, he can find another weapon or another way to hurt someone. And then also for the police, I can see a possible problem if they go to the person because they believe he's dangerous and he ends up hurting someone. I can see that there possibly could be repercussions for police. I just think that we have the constitutionally declared right to bear arms. And I don't think if a crime has not been committed that we should, you know, be guilty without due process, or no crime and then no due process.
On the subject of abortion, are there any laws that you support looking beyond simply, say, a repeal of Roe v. Wade?
Can I
talk about Planned Parenthood?
Okay. Well, President Trump tried to defund Planned Parenthood, and I would support that.
Okay. Well, Mary Miller, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you so much for having me.